And today we're going to be starting a new sermon series, at least here in our adult service, called Sowing to the Spirit. Sowing to the Spirit. And if you want to go ahead and take your booklet and look at the first page, we're going to look at our very first scripture verse, which is our key verse for the entire series in this month of September. Can you believe we're in September already? Yeah, 9 months have already gone. Well, 8 months, beginning into our ninth month here. So our Bible verse for the series comes from Galatians chapter 6, verse 8. And it reads this, and you can fill out your blanks as you follow along. Because the one who sows to the flesh will reap destruction from the flesh, but the one who sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life from the Spirit. All right? And if you need to fill those out and take some time, you can do that. So we're going to now talk a little bit about what it means to sow. What does it mean to sow? So kids, does sowing means to become a pig? Is that what it means, to sow? I don't think so either. You know, is sow another word for a pig? Well, actually, I don't know if you knew this, but the spelling's actually the same, S-O-W, but it's pronounced sow, like a cow. You didn't think you were getting English. Yes, English is interesting, isn't it? And actually, a sow is an adult female pig. Did you know that? Yeah, sow. But that's not what we're talking about today. What does it mean to sow? Is it something you do when, say, one of your buttons fall off your shirt with a needle and thread? Is that what it means to sow? Yeah? Actually, it sounds the same, doesn't it? Sewing? That sounds the same, but it's spelled differently. It's spelled S-E-W. Yeah? S-E-W. So that's not the kind of sowing that we're talking about this morning. What we're talking about to sow means to actually put seed into the ground. Why do we put seed into the ground? Well, we want that seed to then grow. That's right, so that it can grow into a plant or it can grow into something that we're planting it for. That's what we're going to be talking about. And sowing is going to be our focus and a lot of what the Bible is going to be bringing to us in our morning today. So planting seeds into the ground so that they will grow. So let's look at our first point together, okay? Here's our first point in your booklet. It is, we reap what we sow. So make sure you get that word, reap. Reap basically means to get and to receive. Like when a farmer goes and gets the food or the grain or the vegetables that came out of the ground from the seed that he planted. That's what it means to reap, to receive that. So to help us talk about this point, we're going to watch a little video. You guys ready for a little video? And it's a video from Pixar, which is one of my favorites, people who make these animation videos, and it's called For the Birds. Now, kids, watch carefully, okay? Because I've got a few questions for you after this, all right? So let's go ahead and play the video. That was fun, wasn't it? They were. So I've got a few questions for you, okay? From this little short video. So what happened when that first bird landed on the wire and then started a fight with the second bird who also wanted to perch on the wire? What happened after that, after he started that fight? Arthur? They were singing? They weren't singing. What happened after that were then another bird came and then they started to, Lydia? Fight. Yeah, they all started to then fight. Not only the next bird started to fight, all the birds started fighting with each other, right? Yep. And then, how about this? What happened when then one bird started making fun of the big bird who came along and just wanted to say hi and say, hey, yeah, Lydia? Exactly, all the other birds started to make fun of and laugh at the big bird who was just wanting to say hi and be their friend. That's right. Good job, daughter. And then what happened when the big bird sat on the wire? Well, after that, then basically all the birds kind of got stretched onto that wire. They gravity pulled them down, and they got squashed. That's my word for it. They got squashed together, right? And so the other little small birds didn't like that. So then what happens? Well, they came up with a not so nice plan, tried to force the bird, the big bird, off of there. So they started to peck at his feet, not realizing then when he fell down, they would be slingshotted so fast upwards that they lost all their feathers, right? And they fell down, and guess what happened? Now they're the ones who look funny, and they're the ones being laughed at, right? And so a little funny video, but helps us go back to this point. It says we reap what we sow. So what does that mean? Well, in a farming illustration, if we plant corn seeds into the ground, do we get rose bushes? No, we get what we planted. We get corn. If we plant wheat, we get wheat, right? So this is actually a very natural law that we live in that's all throughout the Bible. So basically, the Bible's teaching us the actions that we do in life come back to us, and we get those actions back. So whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, it doesn't matter. This applies to us all. So if you start fights with others, people will start fights with you, okay? If you are making fun of other people, guess what? You'll start getting made fun of too. If you are unkind to others, you'll get unkindness back. Does that make sense? It's very simple. But this is just a law or a rule that is always happening. And that's what the Bible is teaching us. So whatever a person sows, he will reap, he will get. So now let's talk about the seed, okay? Let's talk about the seed. This is our second point if you go to our booklet here. In other parts of the Bible, the seed is actually talked about as God's word. But this verse in Galatians is really talking about the seed as something a little bit different. The seed is really anything that is a good and natural blessing that we have from God. Okay? So let's look at a few verses before, Galatians 6:6, just to help us see this. It says, let the one who is taught the word share all his good things with the teacher. So this verse is helping us see that we are actually here to share good things with each other. And don't worry, I'm not going to focus on sharing all your good things with your teacher today, although that might be a thing for us to talk about in the future. But that the verse and what the author, his name is Paul, is talking about is that we can share these things with each other. So you can see that the seed can be good things like some of the nice things that you have. It could be the money that God gave you. Just really any earthly blessing that God has given to us. And then the first part of Galatians 6:9, just a few verses after that, says, let us not tire of doing good. Okay, after our key verse. So the seed can be good things that we do as well, like the good words that we speak, the good actions that we do, like how we treat people, what we do for others. So the seed is anything natural, anything temporal that we can see, we can hear, we can feel, and we have in our life that can be used for good things. Does that make sense? Kind of the natural resources that we have. But now let's talk about the ground. Okay, because this is something that this verse is going to help us with. But the ground or the field that we plant the seed into is actually something we can't see with our natural eyes. It is spiritual, all right? It's spiritual. And in the spirit realm, the things that we cannot see, there's two different fields. How many different fields? Two fields. One field is called the flesh, okay? And the other field is called the spirit. So the Bible is teaching us that when we sow to the flesh, right? When we actually put seed into the flesh, what we get back is destruction. Doesn't sound very good. This word also means decay or corruption. And the picture that the Bible is helping us paint here is like a dead body that's rotting away. That's what we get when we plant seeds into the flesh. But when we actually sow and plant seeds into the Spirit, we actually reap eternal life. Do you know what eternal life is? It's Jesus' life. And we get more and more of Jesus' life. So if you guys look on your booklet, just like you needed there, there's two different fields. And when we sow into the field of the Spirit, we get more and more of Jesus' life into our life. So the Bible now is teaching us something even further than this law of cause and effect. Like if you do something bad, bad things happen to you. If you do something good, good things happen to you. That's something if you're living in this world, that's kind of a natural law. But this is even further than that. The person who wrote the letter, Paul, is talking to Christians, people who are spiritual. He's teaching us a spiritual truth. And the Christians that he was speaking to were actually those who started to live by the Spirit. In chapter 3, you'll see this, but now they're trying to live by the flesh or trying to be perfect by the flesh. And he said, you can't do that. You can't do that. That's only going to lead to, again, destruction. So what does it mean to actually plant seeds or sow to the flesh? Well, let's make it really simple. When we plant and sow to the flesh, it means that the flesh is really all about me. The flesh is all about me. I'm at the center of life. Yeah? That's what the flesh is. It has nothing to do about Jesus. It has everything to do about me. Okay? So when we start to use our natural resources, like our time, like our thoughts and feelings and our money and our possessions, and then we use those actions, we use those things to help us with only ourself, that's the flesh, okay? When self-concern is the focus, that's the flesh. So some of the questions we sometimes ask ourselves is, what do I get out of this? What am I getting out of this? Well, that's usually a thought of the flesh that dominates the flesh. It's about my security. It's about my interest, not Jesus's, okay? But the Spirit, you know who dominates the Spirit? Jesus does. Jesus does, not other people. So just because I said the flesh is about me, the Spirit is not about only other people. In fact, if it's only about other people, then actually it's not about the Spirit. It's just about the flesh, okay? It's not about a good cause or good works, right? It's about Jesus. That's the foundation of the Spirit that we sow into. Because when other people are the focus, so we're saying, oh, I don't want to be self-centered, so I'll be other-centered. Well, that's not necessarily Jesus-centered, okay? Oh, I'll just do some good works because I can get good things back. That's not sowing to the Spirit. That can easily be about the flesh because it's still all about me. Does that make sense? So the Bible is teaching us something beyond just the natural law of reaping and sowing, and it's telling us it's important that you sow and where you sow. It's not just about sowing good things. It's knowing where that you're sowing to the flesh or to the field of the Spirit. So this is going to be the focus of our sermon series this month, okay? That Jesus is the goal. My relationship is the goal. That's the whole purpose of why I am sowing. So what we're going to do throughout this sermon series is learn from God's Word of how to build Spirit-sowing habits into our life. Spirit-sowing habits. Because Spirit-sowing habits are life-giving habits. Why are they life-giving habits? Well, It's Jesus' life that we're getting. It's Jesus' life that we're receiving. And God is life. Life comes from Him. Nowhere else. And so when we sow to the Spirit, we start to receive God's life into our life. And so we get and harvest God's eternal life. So throughout this month, we're going to learn about a few, not all, but a few very important spirit-sowing habits, like praying, like reading our Bible, like worshiping, meditating, fasting, those kinds of things that maybe was normal way back then, but in our world today, we have to learn from God's Word what this means and how to do that, right? And we're not going to do it from a point of saying, if you don't do these things, you're a bad Christian, okay? And you must do these things to be a good Christian. We're not going to be talking about that. In fact, that's only bad. That will lead to sowing to the flesh, wouldn't it? Because all that becomes is about my performance and my worth that's tied to my performance. So that's not how we're going to be talking about this. We're going to be talking about how to then take the things that God has given to us, like our time, like our actions, like our words, like our thoughts, like our feelings, all these things, and begin sowing every day into the Spirit. Why is this important? Well, this is our last point. Last point. So if you go to that in your booklet, you can write this down. We sow and keep sowing and trust that God does the growing, okay? That He brings His harvest of His life into our life. So we sow and God grows. Can we all say that together? We sow, God grows. So we focus on sowing and where we are sowing, where we're sowing our time, where we're sowing our money, our good works, and continue growing in that awareness of where we are sowing, and then intentionally, on purpose, building habits that sow to the field of the Spirit. Galatians 6:9 says this, and you can read this along with me. Let us not get tired of doing good, for we will reap at the proper time if we do not give up. Okay? If you want to see God's harvest in your life and the fruit of His Spirit being produced in your life, what we must do is sow to the Spirit and then keep sowing. Sow and sow and sow. And at the right time, God will bring the harvest. He will do the growing. Do you remember that story of Joseph? Remember Joseph when he was brought into the second in command of all of Egypt? And he had those dreams that God showed that in the future that there will be some very bad famine. Do you know what famine is? It means that there are going to be no food. Yeah? So through God's wisdom, Joseph's obedience, he started preparing. He started to sow seeds, grow those seeds, and started by God's wisdom preparing for the famine ahead, where there will be no food. And this is something that we are doing as well. When we sow to the Spirit in obedience to what God is showing us to do, God will produce everything we need for the temptations, for the hardships, for the difficult things in the future, to where He gives that life for us to feed from, to for us to be able to be empowered by, to live again by His Spirit. So when we are actively sowing, when we're actively sowing to the Spirit, the life of God that is harvested from what God grows out of that spiritual ground is the very thing that starts to strengthen us and enable us to walk by His Spirit. The things that grow from what God grows and we eat from actually fill our spiritual bellies. They satisfy us. They fulfill us so much that they we don't have any desire for the flesh at all. This is what Galatians 5:16 tells us. I say then, walk by the Spirit, and you will certainly not carry out the desire of the flesh. Okay? If somebody offered you very fresh food from a garden with very, very yummy things and delicious, wonderful fresh food to you, and then they showed you some rotting animal flesh, which one would you pick? It's easy. Fresh food. Yeah? It's very easy to choose that. And that is what the Bible is helping us see, is that really when we sow to the flesh, all that comes out is decaying flesh that's rotting away, and that's what we get. Why would we choose that? But when we are filled and we get to taste and really enjoy what God is bringing to us, what He's growing in us, this doesn't even become something we desire at all, and we don't carry out the desire of the flesh. So a couple weeks ago in adult service, and I'll close with this, is that we talked about us being, as Christians, spiritual farmers, okay? And that farmers are actually helpless to make anything grow, right? That they can break the ground up, and they can plant the seed and even water the seed, but after that, the farmer has no power to actually grow the seed. The ground, the soil, the earth takes over, and the power that God has given the earth takes over to then grow that little seed into a grain of food for us to be able to eat. So all the farmer has the ability to do is sow. That's all the farmer has the ability to do. And this is what spirit sowing habits will help us do. It helps us when we start to learn what it means to pray, what it means to truly read the Bible, meditate on His Word. It gets actually us into the ground so that God can do His work in us. So really, the seed, listen to this, the seed is actually us. It's not just the things that we have. It's everything that we have and everything that we are that God uses to get us into the ground to then bring the fruit of His life through our life. That is what God is doing when we are sowing and building these spirit-sowing habits into our life so that His love comes out of our life, so that His peace, His joy, His goodness, His gentleness, His faithfulness, His self-control comes out of our life. Did you know that we don't have to try to be more self-controlled? Because that's actually sowing to the flesh when we are trying to be more self-controlled. And if you have tried this, I bet you have failed. And if you haven't yet, you will. But when God does, when we do the sowing and He does the growing of His self-control out of our life, then it's His new self that He gave to us that starts to control us, that starts to motivate us, that starts to help us say yes to the right things and no to the wrong things. That's what God wants us to do by doing these spiritual sowing habits, because there's no real power in the habits themselves. Just like the farmer, we're just creating an environment for God to do the growing. But we got to keep sowing and sowing and sowing. And not only until the harvest comes, but this is something we do in the whole of our lives. So this is something we're going to do as a church and learn together, if you're willing. And I think it's going to be very, very important for us to learn together as a church family. So how do we do that? How do we sow to the Spirit? Well, come next week. Come next week. And the week after that, what we're going to talk about. But let me give you a very short preview to it. Did you guys know that praying is not just for when we only eat or for bedtime? That praying is for all times. Yeah? And that you can pray, that's what the Bible says, pray all the time. Well, Pastor, how do we do that? Well, that's actually something that we're going to learn how to do, is that we can pray and know that God is with us all the time. And no matter whether we're playing with our parents or our friends or doing work around the house, when we are sowing to the Spirit, simply knows that God is with us and we're doing things with Him, all the time. And there's not one moment in the day that God is not with us, but there's an important part of us that needs to be open and be able to see and invite and work with Him in all of these things. So we're going to talk about some of those very practical things beginning next week. I have a few questions for us as we close our message time this morning for us to think about. The first question is this: what have you been reaping in your life lately or recently? What have you been receiving? What have you been getting? Is it more like destruction, decay, and corruption, or is it eternal life from the Spirit? Yeah? Because it might help you see where you have been sowing. And at this point, it's more about helping you understand where you've been sowing, because that's what we're going to be getting, what we're going to be getting. So the next question is similar to that. Do you sow then more to the Spirit, or do you sow more to the flesh? And the most important part here is just simply being honest before God, because He's the one who can shine His light and show you what's true. And it's important that we know what is true. The last question for us to consider is there a specific area in your life that God is speaking to you about and asking you to then now sow to the Spirit that you can start immediately this week? Yeah? Whether it's your belongings or your time or the words that you speak, the thoughts that you have, anything. Is there something that God is speaking to you about to actually start planting to the Spirit? And then are you willing to develop these Spirit-sowing habits into your life? Because you have to be willing to do that. If you don't say yes to that, then it's most likely not going to happen. Yeah? I'll think about it is not a necessarily even a yes, right? So would you be willing? Because if you are, then God will partner with you and He will bring these Spirit-sowing habits into your life.